Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about leveling up your TypeScript game. 9 tricks to transform you from a TypeScript newbie to a pro, ready to conquer the web dev world.
Ooh, TypeScript tricks. I love it. It's everywhere these days, right? So hit me with trick number one.
Trick number one is all about working smarter, not harder. Type inference. TypeScript can often figure out data types on its own. You don't have to spell it out every single time. Like const a equals false. Boom, TypeScript knows a is a Boolean.
Got it. So less typing, more coding. What's the next time saver?
Literal types. When a variable needs to hold specific values, literal types are your friends. Imagine coding permission statuses. Granted, denied, undetermined. Literal types lock it down.
So like a drop-down menu for your variables. I like it. Keeps things tidy. What's next?
Enums. Think of them as named constants. Great for documenting intent and creating distinct cases. TypeScript offers both numeric and string-based enums. Super handy.
Right, enums. I've heard of those. They're like giving meaningful names to magic numbers, yeah? What about trick number four?
Type guards. These functions help you figure out a value's type during runtime. Super useful when dealing with variables that could be one of several types. Think of it as a detective for your code.
Type guards, like bouncers at a club only letting in certain types. Okay, I'm following. Hit me with number five.
Index signatures and records. When you have objects with dynamic keys, these are your tools. They let you define types for those flexible key value pairs.
Dynamic keys? Sounds complex, but useful. Okay, what's the next trick up your sleeve?
Generics. Want functions or classes that aren't tied to just one data type? Generics are the answer. They let you work with different types without rewriting code. It's like having a universal adapter for your code.
Reusable code is happy code. I dig it. What's number seven?
Immutable types. These guys ensure your data stays locked down. No accidental changes. No unintended side effects. Use Redino and Redino Array to enforce the rules.
So like putting your data in a display case. No touching. What's next?
Utility types. TypeScript provides some built-in helpers like pick, omit, partial, and required to create new types from existing ones. It's like having a Swiss Army knife for type manipulation.
Built-in helpers. Nice. Less reinventing the wheel. What's the final trick?
Last, but not least, union and intersection types. Union, using the parentheses operator, lets a variable be one of several types. Intersection, with the AND operator, combines multiple types into one. It's like mixing and matching your types.
So, like a buffet of types? Take what you need? This is awesome. Thanks for breaking it all down.
Absolutely. These 9 tricks are your stepping stones to TypeScript mastery. Go forth and code with confidence. And that's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.